Good morning, or afternoon, or evening. Today I want to talk about judgy people. It's a well-known fact that judgy people are not that well-liked. It's not a compliment to be called judgy. Actually, people hate being called judgy. Let's see what we actually mean by that. Do we actually hate when we are judged? I would submit to you that we actually do not. And what's happening is that we love being judged positively, but hate being judged negatively. So it's not the judgment that's the problem. It's the negative judgment. Second, what's the difference between judgment and an opinion? Because the most popular reply to being judged is, hey man, that's just like your opinion, right? People are actually doing is invalidating what they perceive as a claim of an objective judgment with a counter of that's your subjective opinion. In other words, that's not how things really are. It's just how they seem to you, or that's just your personal preference and it has no impact on me whatsoever, not any more than what your favorite flavor of ice cream is. So what do people actually dislike about judgment, about negative judgment and being judged? Do they dislike the criticism? Because judgment is objective, or claiming to be objective, criticism, negative judgment. If people dislike criticism and react negatively to it, it's for a few reasons. One of them might be that they perceive the criticism to be invalid. In other words, the person who submits it is a poor judge. Their judgment is lacking. They have poor judgment. Then that makes them poor judges. Why would that bother people, though? Because it reflects more negatively upon the other person, the one submitting the judgment. It reflects more negatively upon the judge than the person receiving the judgment and being judged, if the judgment is a poor one, based on faulty reasoning. Well, it might bother them for a couple of reasons. And the first one of them might be that they fear it might actually be true. And the second one, and we'll come back to the first one, but the second one might be that they think that the fact that the one doing the judging manifests poor judgment actually reflects poorly upon the person being judged themselves. Because if a random stranger judges you negatively, you shouldn't care that much. But if a person close to you that knows you, because that's a differentiation, the random person doesn't know you, so he's making an uninformed judgment, not knowing all the details. Whereas the other person, one that's closer to you, the closer they are, the more they know, the better, the more accurate their judgment could be. It doesn't mean it is, but at least they should have the data. So when someone that's closer to us judges us negatively, either they have poor judgment, which means there's a problem for us because we chose them as a person that's close to us, and a person of poor judgment in our proximity is dangerous because it means that we don't really have the best judgment. Since we chose them, assuming it's a chosen relationship, as all relationships should be, it's a voluntary relationship, we chose someone who has poor judgment. What does that say about us? Well, it says that we have poor judgment. Right? So that is one reason why it bothers people. The other reason is because people aren't really sure that the negative judgment, it's not valid. Because people don't really judge themselves. People don't spend enough time judging themselves. So when somebody comes along that judges them negatively, they don't have a good solution for that. Because a good solution would be either, hey, yeah, you're right. I know. I'm aware. I'm working on that problem. Thank you for pointing it out. Thank you for your concern, but I'm aware of it. Or, no, that's not valid. That's an invalid criticism, and here's why. I've considered that myself, and here are all the reasons why it's actually not true. Because I've spent the time judging myself, so you judging me can never be a bad thing. Because, hey, we all would like to have good judgment, we all would like to be good judges, and it's a skill like anything else, and it's called judgment. It's based on reasoning. It's based on empathy. It's a very complex and useful skill. Actually, it's one that's very hard to master. Because guess what? We don't get opportunity to judge people that much. Because people are afraid of being called judgy. To be good at any skill, to become good at any skill, you need to practice. Practice means failing. So to become a good judge, to become good at judging others, you need to practice it. And it's not the same as judging yourself, by the way, because for yourself, you have way more data available, readily available, than you have for other people. So judging others properly entails first going on a very intricate and thorough information-gathering expedition. You need to get the data. Because the number one reason why people are called judgy and are disliked for judging others, and the reason they do a poor job of judging others, is that they don't bother to gather all the data. So how are we supposed to get better at judging others, which supposedly it's an invaluable skill, because being judged fairly is of enormous value? It shows you what you might be missing. It either shows you some problems that you are already aware of, which is, hey, no biggie, right? Or it shows you where you're actually missing something, which is invaluable because it corrects an error in your own thinking. But ironically enough, people don't get the opportunity to be good at judging others because it's frowned upon. Hey, don't be judgy. Hey, that guy's judgy. Why are you judging me? I don't like you. I don't like it when you judge me. Who are you to judge me? Who appointed you judge? So, the actionable solution from today's episode is we should be way more open to receiving judgment, but the way we get to this is by first judging ourselves, being a lot more open to examining ourselves, because we often shy away from judgment because it feels negative. It's all based on feelings. But what if the key isn't to avoid judgment altogether, but to focus on self-reflection, self-judgment, by spending more time judging ourselves and becoming more self-aware? We can then better differentiate between fair feedback and unfair criticism, which is what judgment is all about. Build resilience against some unfair judgments, and then embrace constructive criticism, which is extremely precious. So people, my friends, next time you feel judged, take a moment to reflect on yourself first. Because by judging ourselves more, we can navigate life with greater clarity and confidence. You're welcome.